To see today's photo, go to mtforchrist.org or follow me, MT Clark, on Facebook or Twitter. Good morning. Today's photo of a blazing sun over a snow-covered field next to Waite Road in Easton, New York, comes to us from yours truly on what proved to be the last day in 2021 that the sun made such a spectacular appearance. Some may know that this photo was captured on the day after Christmas. It was a Christmas that simply was like no other I had experienced previously, because it was a veritable cocktail of the fruit of the Spirit, as it had aspects of goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, patience, self-control, peace, love, and joy, as I spent the day alone with my fiancé. But as unmarried Christians who wanted to honor the Lord, we decided to leave some gifts unopened. Well, today we are getting married, and after our covenant is official and blessed by the Lord, we will rejoice and seek to enjoy our love without limits, knowing that the Lord would approve as we followed his plan for marriage. Just like today's photo shows us, beyond the forest areas of Waite Road, we have made it out of the woods of our short engagement to discover the wide open places that God has waiting for us to experience in marriage. So it's sort of a great way to start the new year. We will be coming together in the presence of our family and friends to have our love legitimized and blessed by the Lord, God Almighty, as we only wish to do his will individually and as a couple from this day forward and forevermore. Okay, yesterday I did a year in review of sorts where I detailed some of my walk in 2021 and how blessed I was to find my bride and claim that God had been with me. Someone who had obviously suffered some loss or trauma in 2021 replied to my post, stating in essence that it was good for me because God had let a lot of other people down in 2021. Well, the problem I have with that statement and idea is not with the person who made it, but the lack of understanding that it represents that is common among the populace in general and also in the body of Christ. There are some presuppositions that are inherent in a claim that God let us down that are the product of ignorance and the deceptions, the enemy's deceptions, or an evil mix of both. Christianity and life in general have some hard truths to face. What the enemy does is he takes the nice aspects of our world and tries to rip them to shreds by actively seeking to steal, kill, and destroy us, but then turns around and whispers in our ears that it is wrong when we lose those nice aspects of life through suffering. Some teachers in the body of Christ do us all a great disservice by emphasizing some of God's qualities over others and make grand promises based on the Word of God that are taken out of context or are not necessarily guaranteed for every Christian to experience in every season of their lives. The fact that God will help us, protect us, provide for us, and prosper us is true, but our ideas of what we should have and when we should have it may not align with what the Lord has in mind. Also, the promises of God are intended for the people of God, those who put their trust in, who put their faith in Jesus Christ, and those promises are often conditional. Yesterday's verse of the day, Psalm 37:5, taught us that God will help us, but the first part of the verse demanded that you commit everything you do to the Lord and trust him. So, have you committed everything you do to the Lord? Do you trust him? If you're saying yes through tears from pain of loss and suffering, I commend you, but the Bible also tells us to wait on the Lord. I know, when we are suffering, nobody wants to hear that they have to wait. One of those harsh realities of life is that we will suffer, and we will have to wait. Don't believe me? Just go to the emergency room at your local hospital today and watch as the suffering of the patients is judged and given a preferential order of importance. Only if your life is hanging in the balance will you get moved to the front of the line, and even that is not guaranteed, as hospitals and doctors sometimes have to decide who will live and who will die because of depleted resources. Cheery thought for New Year's Day, I know. But I think the only way we come to trust the Lord is to know the truth. The idea that God lets people down presupposes some things that are unrealistic, selfish, and just uninformed. In order to trust the Lord, we have to know the Lord. We have to accept his kingship as sovereign God. While we have a measure of free will to make choices in life, God, as the creator of all things and the one who lives above and beyond time and space itself, determines where we go into eternity. God makes everything for his purposes and is shaping human history to fulfill the prophecies in his word. God is in control. However, as humans, we have a pretty selfish and limited view of life, and unfortunately we don't know what role our lives play in God's grand design. And even worse, some people believe the lies of the enemy that seem to adhere to the ways of the world but deny the reality of the unseen God. When we are selfish or hurting, we are very vulnerable to the lies of the enemy and unknowingly side with him by pursuing our own agenda rather than looking for God's purpose for their lives. Here are some lies that surround trauma that the enemy seeds the earth with that grow relatively unabated. The first one is, why do they have to die? It's a mystery. It's not a mystery. Since the fall of man, sin came into the world and is the unseen cause of death for every man. All men throughout history have died, and all men will die until Christ returns to claim the earth. It wasn't their time. Wrong. There is nothing that God doesn't know about beforehand. If someone dies, it was their time. Obviously, they are dead. There is no God. Wrong. The universe and all life, his creation, speaks of the reality of a creator. Our consciences that tell us right from wrong are the product of God's law written on the hearts of men who are made in his image. Also, people whose lives are changed because of their interactions with God through miracles, providence, or sanctification also bear witness that God is alive, real, and cares about mankind. It's wrong they had to die. Death is wrong. Death is part of life because of the fall of man, and it is used to send the evil to eternal punishment and to send those who put their faith in Jesus to God's eternal kingdom. It's wrong. They will never get a chance to experience the good things in life. Nothing on this earth compares to the glory of God's kingdom. If we think the things of this world are better to being in the presence of the Lord, we need to seek his presence and to know how good he is. No good God would allow this to happen. What's the purpose in suffering? Wrong. Suffering is a product of the fall of man, sin. It can be used to judge people or draw them to seek peace with the Lord. When bad things happen to evil people, few question if it was right. The problem is that according to the word, all sin and all fall short of the glory of God, and that those who do not make peace with God through faith in Jesus Christ will be judged and lost in eternity. So the suffering on this earth is purposeful and will be alleviated or increased depending upon your eternal destination. You don't know what it's like. God does. He knows all things. Jesus lived as a man and suffered greatly before dying for our sins. We can find comfort in the presence of the Lord here on earth and eventually in his eternal kingdom. God doesn't care. Wrong. He does. He cared enough to send his only begotten Son to suffer and die for us. Those who put their faith in him and follow him as a disciple can experience the fruit of the Spirit here on earth and are guaranteed a good place in his eternal kingdom. You can't know God. That's a lie. The Bible was written by the inspiration of God, so we can know all about him and to teach us that a new eternal life is possible through faith in Jesus Christ. Also, the Lord's presence can be experienced through the Christian disciplines of Bible study, prayer, worship, praise, thanksgiving, and walking in the Spirit. If you don't know God, it is because you're not seeking him, or living in rebellion to his ways, or both. It's not fair. Not sure what your concept of fair is, but because of our sin, we deserve death. Every day alive, regardless of the circumstances, are a gift and is to be used for God's purposes. If we aren't living out God's purposes for our lives, we, in effect, are choosing to suffer through our own actions or inaction. In my walk through life, I have suffered losses and traumas and suffered because of the choices I made or through my own inaction. I think I have said all the statements above at one time or another in my life. While I may have not suffered through all the pains that other people have suffered, I have suffered. I have lost a few automobiles due to accidents, mismanagement, and deer. I have had experience with broken relationships that could be classified as abusive. I have suffered the loss of a couple of houses and personal property, one due to a fire, specifically arson, and another to divorce. I have suffered various injuries and diseases, including a cancer scare with ongoing monitoring of that situation. I have lost a child to an early death and suffered a persistent depressive period that followed that loss. For a lot of that trail of tears, I didn't have a relationship with God. And when the bad times came, I felt all alone, thinking there was no God, or I was angry at God. Thankfully, the great sufferings I went through in life caused me to seek the meaning of life. I didn't know it, but I was seeking truth. I didn't know it, but I was seeking God. And even though I made some real wrong turns in life and looked for love in all the wrong places, my seeking was genuine and was eventually rewarded when God revealed the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to me, of how Jesus was the means that God created to make peace with mankind. Through Christ, we are forgiven of our sins and become adopted children of God's eternal kingdom. After we put our faith in Christ, we can know God and experience our presence in our lives. Experience His presence in our lives, sorry. We come into relationship with God, and the implications of that relationship cause us to make a choice. What kind of relationship are we going to have? Are we going to commit everything we do to the Lord by learning about Him and His Word and adjusting our lives to live according to His ways? Are we going to trust Him even in the bad times, even when we are suffering and even when we have to wait? The alleviation of our suffering comes through knowing God and applying His wisdom to our lives. If we understand how He is and what He says about says we are, we can choose to live within the context of His truth, even though we are surrounded by a world that denies Him and accuses Him of wrong. How dare we question God's goodness? He made all of this existence. Anything good we have known in our lives comes from God. How dare we call evil what has given us all the good we've known? After coming to Christ, I suffered quite a bit to free myself from addiction and a broken marriage. But when I did, God was with me. When my situation absolutely sucked and would be considered a raw deal by almost anyone, I had the Lord to lean on and guide me through the darkness. As someone who has suffered before and after coming to Christ, I can testify that suffering with God is a whole lot better than suffering without God. God gives our lives meaning and purpose, and when we know Him, we know that everything happens for a reason, and that He will ultimately lead us to good, and the trials we face can either be used to drive us to despair or to drive us to Him and the maturation that results. So as everyone seems to be declaring 2021 to be the terrible, horrible, very bad, no good year, I welcome you to 2022 and ask you to consider living this year in the context of God's reality by either placing your faith in Christ or rededicating yourself to Him and choosing to seek the Lord and follow Him. If you want, you can call it MT's 365-Day Walking in the Spirit Challenge. So turn away from the world's lies and doubts. Turn away from the worldly way of doing things and decide to live 2022 by walking by faith in the power of the Holy Spirit, by reading God's Word, praying to Him, and then living out your faith every day. A Christian life is not without suffering. But brother and sister, when you stay connected with God 24/7, you somehow find light in the darkness. You find the calm in the storm, and you find a way where there was no way. So keep walking and talking to God, for He is with you. Today's Bible verse comes to us from the New Living Translation Bible Promise Book for Men. This morning's meditation verse is Romans 6:19, and it says, because of the weakness of your human nature, I am using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living so that you will become holy. Today's verse suggests the need for a change of lifestyle that Christians are to make their purpose for living. As Christians, we are not supposed to stay in a lifestyle of sin by claiming Christ's forgiveness. We are to be sanctified, to become holy. Here the Apostle Paul describes the spiritual reality of sin's hold on mankind with the analogy of slavery. As much as we choose to think that our sins are a volitional choice, the fact that we are powerless to stop proves that our supposed freedom is in fact bondage. Ironically, to get free, Christians need to make the choice to become slaves to righteousness. God gives us the power over sin and death to every believer. But to experience victory, we have to shackle our choices in life to adhere to God's standards for living described in the Bible. It is only through our faith in Jesus Christ for our salvation and faith in his work being sufficient to save and change us forever by which we can walk away from the besetting sins that kept us in bondage. We are set free indeed, but we have to choose to become slaves to righteousness. Slaves don't have a choice. They must do what their masters tell them. If we are slaves to righteousness, we will live righteously. We don't have a choice. We just do what righteousness leads us to do. And for the Christian, our righteousness is Jesus Christ. We are made righteous because of Christ, so we are to become slaves of Christ. Someone has said, deciding is easy when you don't have a choice. When you decide to follow Christ, there is but one choice. Do your best to represent him in all that you do. So free yourself from one evil master of sin and sell yourself to a master of righteousness, who is Christ the Lord, and you will discover what real freedom means. As always, I invite all to go to mtforchrist.org, where I always share insights from prominent Christian theologians and counselors to assist my brothers and sisters in Christ with their walk. Today we continue to share from Chapter 2 of Dr. Neil Anderson's Restored, Experience Life with Jesus. Today, we're leading, the chapter leads you through portions of these Steps to Freedom in Christ, with sections praying for the right guidance, and then I believe it concludes that step and asks you to choose the truth. This section also shares the resources from that chapter, a small list of Bible verses that show that this work is based on the truth of God's Word, and then if followed, you know, leads to victorious living. So if you want to check out Restored on the blog, go to mtforchrist.org, but you can also get the entire resource by going to ficm.org, Freedom in Christ Ministries, and downloading a free PDF copy of that book. So it's available to you, but we also offer it here because we like to share the message of freedom in Christ. And we like to share the fact that we can overcome through the power of God and walking in the Holy Spirit. We do that by sharing our podcast. We've also done discipleship classes in the past for Victory Over the Darkness, The Bondage Breaker, and Freedom in Christ, all available on the podcast. And if you want to take a deeper step into that material, you can contact me at mtforchrist247@gmail.com to receive the class materials for each study at no cost via email. We also encourage people to study the Word of God. And we do that here at MT for Christ 24/7 by sharing our Bible study discussions with Arthur and Susanna Cincotti. We normally meet once a week to discuss the things of God, a topical study where we look at God's wisdom and try to figure out how to live this life as a Christian. So if you want to check out our Bible study discussion, just look for Bible Study with the Cincottis on the podcast and the blog. Today we're getting married, so we're going to keep it short. We thank everyone who supported us and who listens to us, and today we pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for all that you've done for us through this life, to bring us to know the truth that Jesus is Lord and Savior, and make that decision and become welcomed into your kingdom. Lord, we pray for everyone listening today that you would go before them, and that you would protect them, that you would provide for them, and that you would prosper them in the way they should go. Lord, we pray for the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon us to guide us into today and to lead us into the good things that you have prepared for us beforehand. Lord, we thank you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.